Lee Gelbaugh, test pilot. Skilled and fearless, Lee Gelbaugh pushed the bounds of aviation as a test pilot with a penchant for adventure. Born in 1902 on a farm between Beeson and Waynesville, Gelbaugh enlisted in the U.S. Army Air Service after graduation from the University of Illinois with an aeronautical degree. He spent 3 years with the 1st Pursuit Group at Selfridge Field in Michigan. Training as a military test pilot taught Gelbaugh how to fly planes in ways most people could not imagine. Not only did he perform death-defying moves, he lived to talk about it. "I'll fly anything, anytime, anywhere, for money, marbles, or chalk," the DeWitt County native once said of his career as a legendary test pilot. Starting in 1929, Gelbaugh went to work as an engineer and test pilot for several aircraft companies. He was chief test pilot for the Great Lakes Aircraft Corporation. Gelbaugh began collecting top honors as a racing pilot in 1930 with his first place trophy in the All-American Air Derby, flying a monoplane known as the Little Rocket. Gelbaugh flew 5,541 miles and took first place with 43 hours, 35 minutes, and 40 seconds of flying time. His average speed was 127.1 miles per hour. The former Army pilot collected the $15,000 Derby purse in Detroit after finishing ahead of 18 other flyers. In 1932, Gelbaugh's minor injuries to the head were reported in the New York Times after he parachuted from 8,000 feet when his plane started to break up during a test run. He walked away from the crumpled aircraft. Gelbaugh solidified his reputation as a crack test pilot when he managed to survive a test flight of a beefed-up version of the Grumman bomber that killed renowned pilot Jimmy Collins. Gelbaugh and Collins were part of an elite group of pilots known as the Suicide Club, a reference to their willingness to test Navy dive bombers. The power dives from 20,000 feet with the motor at full throttle amazed even the most experienced pilots watching from the ground. In 1935, a Navy observer described Gelbaugh's efforts to pull a single seat experimental aircraft out of a tailspin. Using an old pilot's trick, he even stood upright in the cockpit, hoping the wind pressure on his body would right the plane. Finally, at 2,000 feet, with the earth rushing up at him at 200 feet a second, he bailed out and descended easily, while the plane hurtled into a nearby pine tree. The dashing and daring pilot attracted the attention of the makers of Camel cigarettes, who dubbed him America's number one test pilot in a 1936 advertisement. "You know, chance is only 10% of my business. Keeping alert and in fine condition is the other 90%, Gelbaugh noted in the advertisement touting the cigarette's benefits. Gelbaugh's friends and neighbors in central Illinois were among the first to witness Gelbaugh's exploits in aerobatics. According to one story, Gelbaugh and fellow pilot Red Irwin tied the wings of two biplanes together for a stunt session at Hooterville Airport, Irwin's Field near Hallsville. When asked why he took up aeronautical engineering, Gelbaugh told a reporter he was a farmer's son who couldn't get used to getting up at 4 a.m. Gelbaugh was a familiar face around Lincoln, where he flew in for visits and landed in an open field outside of town. He was generous with offers of rides to friends and visitors to the Logan County Fair. Gelbaugh died in 1975 in Lincoln, where he lived after his retirement.